It's 8:34. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, and this morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk politics. The big decision happened last week towards the end of the week, involved Ohio Secretary of State John Husted and voting hours. For people that really still haven't sorted this all out, you had a great column yesterday, WVXU.org. People can read, and maybe you can fill us in now.
Well, it is kind of complicated because it started out with all these smaller Republican counties who were voting to the boards of elections were voting to extend voting hours. And then when the large, heavily Democratic urban counties started taking votes on whether or not to extend hours, they were having tie votes. And John Husted was breaking the tie in favor of the Republicans and saying no extended voting hours. So the Democrats were screaming bloody murder over this, that it was some kind of suppression of Democratic vote in Ohio. So he came up with what he thought was a solution. He said that in the last 2 weeks before the election, the boards can stay open till 7 p.m., and there will be no weekend voting whatsoever. Now, nobody really liked this at all, and the Montgomery County Board of Elections, on Friday, the Democrats had a little revolution. They put in a motion to extend hours, and of course it was a tie vote. And Husted threatened to remove the Democratic members of the Board of Election from office, and there's a hearing in Columbus today on that issue. But right now, as it stands, all 88 counties in Ohio are going to have the exact same hours. They're going to be open till 7 p.m. during the last 2 weeks before voting, and none of them will have weekend voting.
Do they have weekend hours now?
Well, they have in the past. You know, in past elections, a lot of counties, including Hamilton County, has always had them on Saturday, but not Sunday. Others have had Saturday, Sunday voting in the 5 weeks before the election, you know, since we passed this law in 2006. It has an impact because 4 years ago, the Obama campaign did an amazing job of organizing thousands and thousands of people to get out during these hours, these extended hours and the weekend hours, and it made a difference in the election. And they're afraid that this time around, they won't have that opportunity.
So does this decision then still benefit the Republicans more than the Democrats?
Well, I mean, theoretically, it's a wash. It's a matter of which party is better at organizing its early in-person voting at the Board of Elections. And we'll just have to wait and see who's better at it.
Also last week, Paul Ryan, named the vice presidential nominee for Mitt Romney, came to Ohio. What do you think what kind of difference is he going to make with the campaign?
Well, I think one of the things about Paul Ryan was, you know, before Paul Ryan entered a race, the entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare were kind of like the big elephant sitting in a room that everybody was ignoring. And because of his budget plan, which would make drastic changes to the Medicare program, it suddenly became a campaign issue. And now you've got the Obama campaign and the Romney campaign accusing each other of trying to destroy Medicare. And it's introduced those issues into the race.
We'll hear more about that, I'm sure, at the Republican convention. That starts coming up this weekend. You'll be headed out of town and to Florida, right?
Tampa, yeah. It begins on Monday. And, you know, political conventions these days are mostly a matter of firing up the troops and getting them ready to go for the final push. You know, it's more of a pep rally than anything else. Obviously, everything has been decided in terms of the nominees. But it is a big, giant, four-day pep rally.
And you'll be telling us all about it starting next week.
I certainly will.
We don't get much time to talk about this, but I can't stop without mentioning the Reds today. What are your thoughts, big Reds fan that you are?
I couldn't be happier that they're 6.5 games ahead of the Pirates and 8.5 games ahead of the Cardinals, you know, with only about 6 weeks left in the season. They're in a good position, and they have an easier schedule coming up than either the Reds or the Pirates or the Cardinals. So they're looking pretty good right now.
So you're feeling good about it.
I am.
All right. Can't leave the Reds out completely. As you, those of you that know Howard knows, a huge Reds follower. Thanks Absolutely. So much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter, sometimes Reds reporter. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org. It's 8:39.